The Lord be with you. This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. John was not the light, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." And so they said to him, "Well, who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' As Isaiah the prophet said." Now some Pharisees were also sent, and they asked him, "Why do you baptize if you are not the Christ, or Elijah, or the prophet?" And he answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you who you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. You better be seated. It's a long, long homily I got for you. So this is a Minnesota winter. Well, this is kind of easy. I'm kind of liking this. What's all the hubbub about, you know? I said that yesterday, and they said, "Just wait, Father. Just wait." Now, do you like a good courtroom drama? I love a good courtroom drama. You know, they've been on television for years and years and years. I think the oldest one that I heard about, I never saw, was one called Perry Mason. I think they made a remake of it on HBO. But there was one that I really loved in the 80s called Law and Order, and now they have... But the great courtroom dramas, of course, the best one is Legally Blonde. Well, Elle Wood gets, you know, to practice being a lawyer. But the great thing about the courtroom drama is when the witness is on the stand, right, and the prosecutor or the lawyer is cross-examining, and they catch him in a lie. They catch him contradicting themselves. And they can turn the whole verdict of the court with tricking them in their testimony. Or if there's a surprise witness. Well, the reason why I bring that up is if you want to understand the gospel today, John the Baptist is on the witness stand. God has called a trial. And all of these people, the priests and the Levites and the Pharisees, all of these religious officials are cross-examining John the Baptist. They're trying to get some testimony out of him. They're trying to see what he will testify to. He is God's star witness. And I was thinking, that is a wonderful, wonderful thing for us to know during this third Sunday of Advent as we prepare for Christmas. Each of us, do we realize that each of us in our life, by the very fact of being Christians, are star witnesses every day? Every day we're on the witness stand. And the question is, in our life, to what do we testify? What is our testimony? The witness on a witness stand, what do? They admit to what they have seen and what they heard. And what do they try to do? They try to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help them God. That's what we're about every day. Every day, we are to give the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help us God. And that truth is not our truth. You know, the fact of the matter is, most of the time, I don't know about you, but I am testifying to my truth, to what's important to me, to what I'm going through, to my experience, my opinion, me. And John, who is wonderful, they're trying to say, who are you, John? And John is saying, it's not about me at all. We are always, at least once a day, perhaps twice a day, are to testify to the light. Not my light, but the light of Christ. Not my truth, but the truth of Christ. And that means we have to know that truth. We have to have encountered that truth. We have to have an experience of that truth. We have to have seen that truth. We have to have heard that truth. And that's the great question for us on this third Sunday of Advent. Have I had an experience of the light of Christ in my life? What does that light look like? What does that truth look like? Isaiah spells it out for us today in his prophecy. The truth of Christ is about bringing good news to those who are poor, a word of encouragement, a word of kindness to those who are burdened by lack, to heal the brokenhearted. We surely know people who are going through a heartbreak at this time, some kind of loss. How do we treat those people? Do we give them a word of healing, a presence of healing, a reassurance of healing? To proclaim liberty to captives, do we free people? Or do, as we St. Paul says, squelch their spirits? Do we find release to those who are imprisoned? That is what we are to give testimony to. We are to be people of glad tidings, of healing, of liberty and release. That is the light of Christ. Now, the difference between a witness on a witness stand and our testimony is this. The witness on a witness stand will give a verbal. They'll testify with words or with ideas. But that is not our testimony as Christians. We testify to the light by what we do each day, by what we choose to do. Not what we say, not what we think, but what we choose. I don't know about you, but I go through my day thinking I'm the hero of my own story. And I think I am just the best person, and just a wonderful guy. And if there is conflict, if there is something lacking, guess who the bad person is? Not me. I'm the hero of the story. Right? But I forget, because I always am trying to say the right thing. Or think the right thing. But people are not looking at me. They're not judging me. They're not looking at my testimony by what I say or what I think. They're looking at my testimony at what I do. We testify by what we choose. We testify by what we choose to do. And so if we have been treated by Christ, with goodness and kindness. That's not, we just can't say it, we have to also witness it by what we choose to do. When you say you are a Christian, when you say you follow the light of Christ, people watch. People see what you give witness to. People see what you will testify to. The question is, are we willing to testify a little bit more to this light coming into this world? Are we willing to say, listen, I'm not the Christ. I don't have all the answers, but there is one who is coming, who is and who can and who will do all that Isaiah prophesies. Can we live our lives believing that we are in the power of this Lord who heals the brokenhearted, proclaims liberty to captives, release to prisoners, who announces a time of favor? On this, our third Sunday, let us not only say with our words, but live with our lives that this is indeed true.